Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back. Hour number three of X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kahala, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. We appreciate you. We encourage you. Text us. Use the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176 on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television affiliates as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Danny Cahalan's at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC Bellino. And, gentlemen, it's a Friday. It's hour number three. I believe my good buddy Joe from Outkick should be on the horn. Was Joe available? Did he call in?
He did. He is on the line.
All right, let's welcome in Joe Kinsey. EXP is where you can find him on Twitter. Find his work, outkick.com, delivering you the internet sports stories that you love to hear about. Joe, my man, welcome back to the show. Happy New Year. It's been a while. How are you, partner?
Bellino, first of all, thank you for having me on yet again. It's such a pleasure to be on across the great state of Michigan. You know I love that state. I love when they lose in the college football Final Four. So it's great to be on again. And by the way, you got to get that phone system updated. That thing is a complete mess. Your guys in the office, they can't even answer the phones right now.
We'll put that on our list of things to do. Hey, obviously I saw your tweet yesterday. The Bengals and the Lions have some parallels, right? Both have been struggling in recent memory. And I saw you put out a picture yesterday on your Twitter at Joe Kinsey EXP, the brand new Ford Taurus, the last time the Bengals won a playoff game. What year was that? Was that 91?
Well, that was 1991, January 6, 1991. And, the mind really doesn't want to go back that far, Bellino. It just doesn't want to remember what it was like. It can't remember what it was like. And, you guys are in the same boat just a year later. 1992 for you, right?
No, 91 for us as well. Dallas Cowboys. Same year. The Bengals have been able to reach the playoffs before the Lions. And if you remember, was it Bengals 49ers in my mind is like turning right now to find out when the Bengals, when they made a Super Bowl appearance. Because I have a football from that Super Bowl somewhere.
Bellino, this is the problem. It was the 1990 season for the Bengals, but it was January 6, 1991. Mm. I believe for the Lions, it was the 1991 season, but it was in January of 1992 was your last win, correct?
So long ago, so many years ago. Yeah. That Taurus is looking brutal, by the way. How excited are you? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for the emotional roller coaster that is the NFL playoffs? I mean, it's been so long. Do you remember what it feels like? Are you prepared to watch four quarters tomorrow at 4:30 against the Las Vegas Raiders on NBC?
Bellino, all I know is disappointment. This is pretty much a Detroit Lions franchise of the AFC. We have no recollection of what it was like to win. We have no recollection of what it was like to even feel like you were a winner in any type of fashion. You guys have the Tigers, the Red Wings. You had the World Championship Pistons. Cincinnati doesn't even have a playoff win in the baseball. Bellino, we are struggling here. This is going to be an emotional roller coaster. I've got to have the perfect food. I got to have the perfect drinks. I feel like this is the year. Joe Burrow is, he's not Andy Dalton. Let's just put it that way. So if we protect the knee, we got to protect the knee from Max Crosby. I'm a little worried. So I'm going to be on edge. And don't bother me during the game. Do not text me, Bellino.
I'm not going to text you. I was it was very interesting seeing Cincinnati. There were talks about maybe they should change their head coach in the offseason. They went out and they drafted Joe Burrow, and it was like, okay, here's your quarterback. This is the direction you're going to go. And then instead of investing in the offensive line, they went on the perimeter to get Ja'Marr Chase, and that guy has been absolutely lights out. I mean, that connection there. I mean, talk about like, hey, it actually worked, man. It worked. Like, you're here. You're there. You've made it. You're playing with house money at this point. And by the way, you are correct there. It was January For the Detroit Lions, they beat the Dallas Cowboys, beat them up bad January 5th of 1992, but it was the 91 season, and then lost in the conference championship game, got blown out by the Washington football team. They weren't known as that at the time, but we do that for political correctness. They got just mollywhopped 41-10 in that conference championship game against Washington. So it has been a very long time. Do you feel like your team is – I feel like if the Lions were to make the playoffs, if they made the playoffs this year – win or lose, you're playing with house money at this point. It's the following year where all that expectation begins to build. Do you kind of feel the same way?
Good point, Bellino. I think it is house money this year. You get the home game. Let's go ahead and win a game, Bellino. That's the way I feel. Let's win one. You know, let's get that out of the way, and then let's build off of that one win. So we'll start with one, and then we'll go from there. But it's kind of like Michigan football, you know. You win one Big Ten title, and then you're playing with house money. I could tell the Michigan fans from a mile away. They were like, this isn't that bad being blown out by Georgia. We weren't supposed to be here. At least we have the Big Ten title. That's how the Bengals feel right now. We have an AFC championship. We're like the Michigan of the NFL right now. We are playing with house money. So
What's the hottest story right now on the internet? Is it the Drake thing with the hot sauce? Have you dove into that at all?
Well, you know, I haven't been into that one very much. We had the high school choir teacher out in South Dakota who his mother he went to Colorado. He bought some THC butter. I know you're in Michigan, and all the bros out up there, they know all about THC because they all buy it at the little local dispensaries. But the guy cooks up some brownies, Bellino. He cooks up some brownies, and his mother, he must live with his mother. He's 46 years old. I don't know. He must live with his mom. His mother takes the brownies to a senior center card party, and all the seniors get high and higher off these THC brownies. They have to call the paramedics. All these senior citizens are high as you know what, and it's all because the mom brings the wrong brownies, Bellino. What would you do if your mom took the wrong brownies to her card party?
He's up for a felony,
Bellino. This guy's up for a felony.
He's up for a felony, even though the mom mistakenly... Wow. Can you imagine being in the senior center? Like, there you are trying to play bridge or gin or whatever card game, you know, whatever the hot card game is there, and they're passing around these brownies, and everybody's eating and having a good time, and next thing you know, people just start passing out?
Passing out. They're like statues in a chair, Bellino. So that's a hot story. You guys talk about that at your local, wherever you guys go to work. That's a great story this week. Love that story. Other than that, Bellino, you had the rapper down in Florida getting crazy in a Florida Panthers game, Bellino. What is wrong with this community?
I have no idea. I don't know why people seem to act out like this. I mean, there's fights in the stands. People don't know how to handle their alcohol. The NFL is like the Wild West when it comes to you know, what takes place in the stands during a football game.
It is. It really is. But I was glad to see the NHL get some excitement. I know a lot of people were excited over little bumping and grinding at a Panthers game.
Oh yeah, that was out of control. I don't know, who knows what was happening in that box suite there with Florida. He is Joe Kinsey. Find him on Twitter, Joe Kinsey EXP. Read his work there for the hottest in sports and non-sports related stories like weed brownies. Thank you, Joe. He already hung up. We'll be back with more X's and Bros. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here to the Michigan Sports Network. Looks like some peace and tranquility there, Dan. I like that. I feel very peaceful.
It'll pick up. You'll know it.
Yeah. That's a great guy. I think didn't he rhyme something with Wisconsin?
Mansion in Wisconsin.
That's the two words that he rhymed in the song. I can build a
mansion somewhere in Wisconsin. I can put you in a log cabin somewhere in Aspen.
Oh, sure thing, T-Pain, whatever you say. Welcome back here to X's and Bros. Good, big thanks to my buddy Joe for hanging out with us from Outkick. You can read the best stories, the hottest stories on the internet. Nothing's hotter than what Drake's got going on with his hot sauce there. We got a couple of texts coming in. We encourage you to text the show. Use the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21,000. Call us on the Meyer Supercenter guest line. 248-951-2176. Join us on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. By the way, I threw out a a little poll question out there. Just want to know where everybody's at right now. Lions fans, where are we? Because I'm having trouble, and as I explained to Corey Woods in hour number one, as I explained to Ty Schalter in hour number two, I'm having difficulty trying to figure out where I need to be with this Detroit Lions former quarterback now playing in the playoffs. Do I want him to be successful or not? I don't know. So where are we at, Lions fans? This is the question. You can vote right now. Do we want to see the Rams win on Monday night against Arizona for Matthew, or are we more concerned about the overall pick? / don't really want to see him be successful somewhere else. And right now, 167 voters are in 26 minutes. People are hitting the polls like it's November, and they're all over it. 44% say they're pulling for the Rams win. 56% say that they're rooting for the loss. So that's pretty interesting right there. Lions trivia, who owns the record for most receptions and yards on a Thursday game? That's the H-Man. So that came in from a texter. Another text into the text line, beat a divisional rival in week 18. The starters sat half the game. Come on, Barry. Doesn't matter. When you look at the overall record head-to-head, doesn't matter who played. Like, hey, half our starters are out too. We got COVID. We got injured reserve. We've been playing that way all season. Don't forget about Rod Wood. I don't know what in regards to what that might be, but that's texture doesn't want me to forget about Rod Wood. I have not forgotten about Rod Wood. We got this email yesterday after our conversation with Jeremy Birmingham, and I wanted to get to it. We had a little bit of a tech issue on the old internet, and that's why you heard Max Boltman's interview from way back when played, because our Detroit studio lost internet completely, the entire building. So we rallied and tried to come back strong there at the end of the game. They might have had us in the first half, but we came back, right? But I got this email and I wanted to address it because it was sent about this time. Good morning, Anthony. I was intrigued and a bit thrown off when in an interview, I just heard, this is the interview with Jeremy Birmingham, I heard you refer to college players getting paid by boosters as pay for play. I have always and only heard the term pay for play used in reference to the unfortunate and increasingly common situation where high school players have to pay to be a part of an athletic team. Clearly, that's not what is happening with the college players who are getting paid to play. I would suggest the college situation is play for pay, whereas the high school situation is pay to play. The high school situation is pay to play. I referred to college boosters or athletes are playing for pay, which I think this is just like, what's the right word here? Nuance, maybe? Pay for play. I will pay you to play for my team. Pay for play. I will pay for your play. It's not, pay to play is something that, as a youngster growing up, we always got the letters, right? And here's what it was going to cost. It was like $100 for football and like 40 or 45 or 50 bucks for basketball. I always remember that because we always got those letters about how much it was going to cost that season to play. I was unaware that other people didn't have to do that. Growing up as a kid, I thought everybody had to do that. I just thought that was the cost of doing business, right? Sometimes you got to spend a little money to make a little money. You know what I mean? And for me, pay to play was always something that was, it just became sort of a thing now in the public school realm. It just recently became a thing, whatever the cost might be. I'm sure the fees have gone up because the fees of everything have gone up, just like the price of everything has gone up. And if you've seen that video of the train robberies that are taking place in the West Coast right now, just out of control. So if you're missing a package that was supposed to be delivered, odds are it's on the side of a railway somewhere and somebody else has it because they have been robbing trains and the garbage that is all over the place. It's worth looking. I retweeted the video that is out as reporters are now flocking to the scene like buzzards to see why is all this trash all over the place. Oh, it's all your packages that you ordered that you're never going to get because people are robbing trains now. What is this, like the Wild West? Anywho. Pay to play is the high school situation. I appreciate your suggestion. They are being, boosters are going to pay for players to play. So, I just refer to it as, pay for play. You can call it whatever you want. Boosters be boosting. We can call it NIL. I don't think it's name, image, or likeness because I have yet to see, really any sort of deals come through on a national level where we've seen a lot of guys, get some commercial airtime. Let's get to Tremaine, who's on hold right now talking to Troy basketball. Good morning, Tremaine. What's going on, my friend? How are you, partner?
All right. You, Anthony?
I'm ready for Super Wild Card Weekend. That much is for sure.
Oh, yeah. Lots of games. Lots of fun. I'm not going to lie. I'm not rooting for Matthew Stafford. That's crazy.
I'm glad that you're honest about it, Tremaine. I've really been struggling because, you know, I know what he meant to this franchise. He's a really good player. He's a good guy. He's a good person. He's gone through a lot.
Yeah.
His injuries, his wife's health scare, the kids. You know, you feel for him, right? He feels like a Detroiter, even though he's from Georgia. And then he leaves, and it's like he wants a trade. And you can understand why he would want to trade, but at the same time, it's like, I just don't know if I'm comfortable with you doing well somewhere else.
That's right. Because I'm not going to go too hard on him, but you really didn't do – look, as far as the accolades here, you didn't get that many, brother, if any. So you got to look at that. You didn't bring hardware here, so even for yourself.
No, you got you lost in a wild card game in 2011. You lost in a wild card game in 2014. You lost in a wild card game in 2016. There's no playoff victories.
I mean, come on. Yeah. you wasn't even player of the year or nothing.
Yeah. I will, and you know, one thing that I don't know if it's talked about enough, but you want to know what's the same about those three wild card seasons for the Detroit Lions?
What?
The fact that where their defense is ranked.
Right? Oh, boy. Oh, man. We never had no defense like that.
Their defenses were actually really good. Really good. They were good in team takeaways. They were good in points against per game. They were great in yards per game. And the 2016 season was probably the biggest letdown overall when you look at, you know, where the defense was at in comparison to the other 2 years. But 2011, 2014, 2016, they actually had a pretty good, you know, defensive performance throughout the course of those years.
That's why I think we should have kept Sue. But, you know, as far as I really believe that we should have kept Sue. Now it's looking like it. It really does. But anyway. That's neither here nor there. I can't stand thinking back that far. But anyway, the Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
What are they waiting on? Why they didn't fire Dwayne Casey by now? Because I don't understand. It's like they're going backwards here. You're going to get a player in Bobo. You're bringing in new players with the old voice.
They're not getting Bobo, though. He didn't pass his
physical. No, I know what happened. But hear me out.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? You're getting a player. You're getting players. Why are you getting players when you got the same coach? You got the old voice still here. I don't understand that part of the game because you bring another player, he might not like the coach. He might get here and say, man, this coach really isn't that good because our players not playing like they really listening to him and playing for him. That's where I'm at with it because I'm like, you can get any player. You can get Michael Jordan over here. But if your coach not no good, they're not going to want to play for him.
I'm trying
to figure out, this would be the perfect time to get rid of him because it's before the All-Star break. Unless they're going to do it at the All-Star break. But I'm trying to figure out why even prolong this. Because I don't care. You can win almost every game for the rest of the season. You're still going to be in last place, it looks like.
You know what's really interesting about this team? Four of their last five losses, because they were 4-2 in their previous six before getting housed by the Chicago Bulls. And at four of their last five losses, they've been absolutely blown out. The only game that they didn't get blown out was a 9-point loss. They've just been getting drubbed in losses. So we got to step aside. We can hop back in.
All right,
this side of the break. We'll be right back with X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com. On Twitter, at MHSAA. On Facebook, MHSAA. And you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools, at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan high school sports at MHSAA.com.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org. Huge here for anybody who owns a business, or if you're making financial decisions for a business, no matter how small or how big they are, Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter can help you today. They are one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
And bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Jamie Cable, Ryan L. Gay, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. Who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. You guys are hilarious. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. 2176 on Twitter, next B Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN. Guys, I love the fist pumping I saw on the screen. You know, sir, for our, some of our listeners, you want to start your day. You know, we're basically like you know, Good Morning America, but for sports and for sports here in Michigan. So hopefully, if you had the opportunity, if you're a Comcast subscriber, if you're you know, Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan, you have Buckeye Broadband, and you find us on BCSN. Hopefully, you enjoy the program. There on the television side of things as well. Tremaine was on hold, and he was talking about the Pistons before he went to the break and upset a little bit with Dwayne Casey. One thing that I think needs to be pointed out here, as I mentioned to Tremaine, when you look at the last handful of games by this team, right, they're 4-5 over their last nine, four of their five losses, 144 to 109, 140 to 111, 118 to 88, and 133 to 87 against the Chicago Bulls at the United Center last time out. I mean, that's awful. But somehow they were able to beat the Spurs 117 to 116. They beat the Bucks in Milwaukee 115 to 106. They beat the Magic, what's a really exciting game, 97-92 between two of the worst teams in the league. And then they beat the Jazz 126 to 116. I don't know if the inconsistency here is part of the youth issue, which it very well could be. The fact that the guys can't put together multiple nights is concerning, right? It is very, very concerning. And if you can't, and a lot of that is effort. Like, you're not giving up 133 points. You're not giving up 144, 140, 118. I mean, that's, is it the coaching, like Tremaine says? Should they remove Dwayne Casey? I mean, 9-31. I don't know what my expectation was, probably a lot more inflated based on how we saw last season and going into this year. But I can tell you this, through 40 games, I didn't think that they were going to have a winning percentage of, 18.5%. Or pardon me, and 18.5 games back with a win percentage of about 25%. Like, that's terrible. I mean, they're awful. If you watched the Red Wings last night, by the way, shout out to our friends over at Bally Sports. Did you guys see the new Skycam that was revealed?
We did. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. Hockey needs more of it.
I don't know who's in charge of that, like who has to have the remote to do that, but the new cable cam there at Little Caesars Arena I thought was awesome. Ken Helms like, if you want to give feedback, you call our general manager. Here's his number, 248, and they, him and Mickey start giggling. God bless him.
Ken Daniels, you mean.
Yeah, what'd I say?
Ken Holland.
Sorry. Think about that. Ken Daniels, Ken Holland, Ken Cal, all working. Like, was that a requirement to be employed? If my name would have been Ken, could I have done something too? But yeah, Ken Daniels, my bad. Sometimes I make that mistake from time to time. But the Wings lost, and what was, I guess, maybe stuck out about that game last night, and I saw the stat from our friend Prashant Iyer, dating back to December 16th against the Hurricanes, on 30 power play attempts, the Wings have now scored 2 power play goals and allowed 3 shorthanded goals. How crazy is that? 30 power play attempts. They've scored twice and given up 3 shorties. You're not going to be able to.
They say if your power play and your penalty kill equal about 100, you're doing pretty good. So if you're killing 70% and you're scoring on 30, you're doing pretty good.
Well, if you're...
So 2 out of 30 is not good.
No, and then you're giving up 3 goals. You're minus 1 on the power play? Out of 30 attempts, you got a total score. Your goal differential is minus 1? How does that happen? You got more guys on the ice than they do.
Yeah, the last 13 games, the Red Wings are 3-8-2. And this is from Noam Bianchi, that they're being outscored 50-30 in that 13-game stretch.
Oh, my goodness. More fun stats for the Wings. Last night was the 5th time the Wings were shut out in 38 games. They're on pace to threaten the franchise record of 11 set back in 76-77, with 3 of those shutouts coming at the hands of the 68-12 Canadian team that holds the NHL record for points in a season. So a couple of fun facts there that aren't so fun when it comes down to the Red Wings. And by the way, I've seen via Strategy Insider, whatever that is, a 10-year-old already owns 2 companies and could retire at the age of 15 as a multimillionaire. Pixie's Fidgets made over $140,000 in its first month. Pixie's Fidgets.
I'm still thinking about all those millions of dollars that all of us aren't making because our parents yelled at us for playing too much video games.
Well, I mean, I understand what they were saying. Pro gamers, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I mean, it's a way to make a living. So, I mean, we're sitting at computers all day anyways now. So what's the difference, I suppose? Let's hop into the biggest story. I mean, we talked to Corey Woods in hour 1 about it. We talked to Ty Shelter in hour number 2. Big thanks to both of those guys. But the biggest story of the weekend is going to be Super Wild Card Weekend. Everything sounds better when you throw the word super in front of it. So it all begins tomorrow with the Las Vegas Raiders traveling to see the Cincinnati Bengals. First Bengals game in the playoffs since 1991. We talked to my buddy Joe from Outkick earlier here in hour number 3. This is this game right here, it's very interesting to me that the Las Vegas Raiders, through everything that they've been through this season, have been able to make it to this point. And I don't know if Derek Carr gets enough credit. I don't know if he's talked about enough. Like, I'm really not sure. But when you look at his numbers in comparison to Joe Burrow's, like, Derek Carr, what if I told you he actually has thrown for more yards than Joe Burrow? They've thrown for the equal amount of interceptions. Now, Derek Carr has attempted almost 100 more passes over the course of this season. He's got 11 less touchdowns in the equal amount of interceptions. But when you think about the fact that, you know, he and Jerry Jacobs are trying to do this whole thing, you got Hunter Renfro out there running around. He's a 1,000-yard receiver. He's got 9 touchdowns. You know, we focus so much on everything else because, let's face it, the Raiders have been through one of the most tumultuous seasons in the history of the league. Like, who else has had a coach fired in the middle of a season because of something completely unrelated to what was taking place on the football field? How many teams have gone through the fact that one of your former, you know, highly touted athletic specimens on the perimeter, right, one of your best weapons on the football team, is no longer playing NFL football because of vehicular manslaughter? Like, I mean, it's just like everything that they've gone through, the Raiders are still here. And I think that that's one of, you know, all things considered, one of the better stories in sports is the fact that somehow, and I got to point to the quarterback until proven otherwise, that he was able to keep this thing afloat.
Even that, they had a, I believe, starting cornerback or a cornerback that played arrested for a DUI. They had a franchise legend pass away.
Who was it that got in trouble for toting the guns on the internet?
There's another. There's Arnett.
Yeah, David Arnett.
So
it's been a lot for the
for the Las Vegas Raiders. It has been a lot. Cincinnati Bengals, on the other hand, you know, when you look at what Joe Burrow's been able to do with Jamar Chase, you know, almost 1,500 yards, 13 touchdowns. They compliment him with Joe Mixon, who's got 1,200 yards at the ground and 13 scores of his own. Right now, Cincinnati, what, a 5.5-point favorite? Is that what you guys got over there? Yeah, 5.5-point favorite. Bengals and Raiders, Saturday at 4:30 to kick off Super Wild Card Weekend. I'm not sure which direction to go. Like, what are you guys thinking here?
I'm going to go with the Raiders. I think this game's going to be close. I don't know who's going to win, but I know it's going to be within 5 points. So I say the Raiders cover seems like a good, like the best bet here.
Pun intended?
Yep.
I don't know. Ryan's favorite thing is like the Raiders' inconsistency, and I just don't know if they're consistent enough. And the Bengals' offense, I mean, they are just – they have probably the three best deep threats in the league on their team.
There's some bad dudes.
I'm going to take the Bengals at this one.
You know, and the Bengals have been – they've gone through some growing pains this season. I mean, they're 10-7. Let's not act like they're, you know, 14-3 by any stretch of imagination. But they've got some big-time wins, and they were able to go on the road – beat up Vegas pretty bad earlier in the season, 32-13. You look at that stretch of games near the end where they had to go to Mile High. They got a tough road win. Every you know, what is it, marriage, the birth of your first children, and road wins in no particular order, the three best feelings in the world. They got a road win in Denver. Not like I'm saying the Broncos are Super Bowl champs, but it's tough to win on the road. And then they beat the Ravens by 20 at home. They beat the Chiefs at home 34-31. I thought that that Chiefs game sent a message across the league. I'm going to roll with the Bengals here. And the fact that they can come out there and play loose because no one expected them to be here, right? We were looking at a team like maybe the Cleveland Browns after their playoff victory last year. Maybe they would come out and be able to build upon that and really be a contender in the AFC with all the talent that they had compiled. We saw Pittsburgh. We thought that they took a step back after that playoff loss to the Browns last year, the tie against the Lions. You know, maybe they would take a little bit of a step back. Baltimore, when they lost Lamar Jackson, you knew that their season was going to be done because he was already being asked to do way too much to begin with. But to see the Cincinnati Bengals win the AFC North, be able to host a playoff game, Cincinnati's going to be absolutely electric. I'm going with the Bengals. I think they're going to win by a touchdown. I think this is big. This is big for the city of Cincinnati. I don't know how far they're going to go, but I do like them against the Raiders. It's not a knock against the Raiders because anybody who listens to the show knows that I have a sweet spot for Oakland. I'm going with the Bengals. Game number two, Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. 4 degrees at kickoff. Everybody's making a huge deal out of the weather. Bart Scott said a great way to get the blood flowing is to take the magic blue pill. I don't know if that's real or not. I'm not a physician. I'm not going to encourage you to do that.
Call Hims.
Whatever it takes.
Call Mark Martin.
Nice! The number 6 Ford.
That's a NASCAR joke, Anthony.
Yeah, no. Is that the big sponsor is on his car?
That was a sponsor for years.
That's
and
awesome.
It helped that he was like a 75-year-old driving the car.
That's
him go fast.
Go fast.
Roush Fenway Racing, baby.
You just want to go fast. All right, the Buffalo Bills, the New England Patriots. Go back to this game. You know, recently they played each other in Foxborough. Bills opened it up on them 33-21. Turn the clock back even further, and you get that 14-10 catastrophe where Mac Jones and company were like, hey, we're going to throw the ball 3 times. We're going to run it right at you. Chew your defense up. You know, Jordan Poyer and company were questioned about their run defense. They got all bent out of shape in the press conference afterwards, and everything kind of settled down after that loss. They would lose on the road to Tampa Bay, but then win 4 straight at the end of the year. They finish 11-6. I think an 11-win season is great for Buffalo. You know, my pick to win the AFC East, I think that New England surprised a lot of people with how good that they have been. The Buffalo Bills, 4-point favorites at home, 4 degrees on Saturday night. I can't emphasize enough how much I'd hate to play in that weather. I am going to roll with the home team, though. I think they learned something the first cold weather game. Orchard Park's going to be lit. Bills Mafia's going to be out there. Give me the Bills.
Will Mac Jones be wearing the scuba suit again? Was that because of the cold or because of the wind? Or was it wet that day? I don't know. It was a little bit of both. This is a legitimate toss-up, but I am going to go with New England just based on the experience of the coaching staff.
I like that. Yep. Coaching definitely favors Bill Belichick. They've been here before. They've done it. Ryan?
Josh Allen. Rocket arm. Looks good in shorts.
Is there a butt coming?
Excuse me? No.
All right.
Looks good in shorts. Give me the Buffalo Bills, because nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. They're going to win by a touchdown. They're going to win by three touchdowns.
Wow. All right.
Blowout. Okay.
Blowout.
Shocking there. We'll move into Sunday's game at 1 o'clock on Fox. The Eagles travel to Tampa Bay, Raymond James Stadium, fire the cannons against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as I said earlier.
Sweep.
Yeah.
Should we even talk about this?
No. They beat the Eagles earlier in the season, 28-22. The Buccaneers have won, what, seven of their last eight games. The only game that they lost was a 9-0 defeat at the hands of the New Orleans Saints at home, which was just preposterous. Although they beat the Panthers twice and the Jets on the way out. Not anything to write home about. They had the issue with Antonio Brown. I'm still rolling with Tampa Bay. I'm still rolling with Tampa Tom. And because the Buccaneers are a pirate mascot, you know I'm rolling with anything related to pirates. I love pirates. Check out Black Sails. If you have Stars, that's an awesome show. If you like pirates, you'll love it.
Do you have a subscription to Stars?
No, but in my cable package, okay. I get Stars for free. So yeah.
Okay.
You know, what are you going to do? Anything that's free in life is for me. Your wife got any of those bundt cakes over there, whatever she's making? Is that free? Can I get in on some of that?
It's a bundt.
Yes. CBS, 4:30. The San Francisco 49ers.
Nickelodeon, 4:30.
Yeah, nobody watches that. Is Nate Burleson on the call?
I hope so.
Well, if he is, then I might go Slime City there on Nickelodeon instead of listening to, Nance and Romo. But Niners Cowboys. AT&T Stadium, Dallas, 3-point favorite at home. Can the 49ers pull this off?
I feel like a lot of people are on the 49ers right now. Like
the public?
Yeah. I feel like the public is, not a lot of people like Dallas. Understandable. I just think Dallas is the better team. I really want to take San Francisco. But I think Dallas is just better. So I'm going to take Dallas.
Yeah, yes. this is a really, really tough game to try to pick because I'm with you. I can't really shake my hatred for the Dallas Cowboys. I can't. But you know what? Micah Parsons has been playing at defensive most valuable player of the year candidate. He's been great. Ezekiel Elliott went over 1,000 yards. Dak Prescott's been good in his return from that brutal injury. C.D. Lamb's an 1,100-yard receiver. What will they do with Debo Samuel? Debo Samuel, he can run it. He can catch it. Can Jimmy Garoppolo get it done? This is huge. I'm going to go 49ers. Give me the Niners.
Yeah, I was going to go Niners, but I think the Cowboys are due for one of their good weeks. So Dak will probably throw for like 350 and four scores. So I will take the Cowboys.
Sunday night football, Steelers, Chiefs. This one's in Kansas City. We would all take Chiefs straight up, but at 12.5, can they cover that? I think that they will. I'm gonna roll with the Chiefs. I think this one, I think it could be a blowout. I just don't see enough from Big Ben. It's in Kansas City. I love the home crowd there at Arrowhead. Give me the Chiefs.
This is Sunday. Yeah, it's going to be 40 degrees and sunny. In KC, so not the weather probably won't be a factor, but I think Pittsburgh can keep it within 13. Give me the Steelers.
This just smells backdoor cover, Big Ben in his last game. Kansas City to win, Big Ben to try to put on a performance. Give me Pittsburgh in the points.
Last game here, poll question is out. Monday Night Football, Cardinals, Rams. Rams are a 4-point favorite. We could probably make this pick on Monday, so at least we can go back to rehash and maybe change our picks here, depending on how much we flounder the first few games. Rams, 4-point favorite.
I'll take the Rams.
Give me the Cardinals.
Woo!
They're only good on the road. They're 8-1 away from home. The one loss is against Detroit. Let's go. Come on, Cards. They can cover.
I think this will be the Rams game. I think they'll win. Stafford will get his first playoff win and his only playoff win this season.
More to come next Monday morning when we talk to you same time, same place, right here on X's and Bros. Have a great weekend, everybody. Keep it locked to the Michigan Sports Network.